The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Robin.
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm here, which is a pretty good thing.
Yeah. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Alan. Hey, Robin.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
And now I can hear him even better.
Yes.
Now, Robin, I'm going to ask you to do something that I know you're just going to dread me asking you this, but...
Uh-oh. What's that?
Turn up the microphone. Just a hair.
The bottom one.
Yeah.
Please.
I'll do that.
I got it. No, I'm fine. It was just... Well, this morning when it was screaming, I couldn't do it.
Yes, we all...
I don't do good screaming in the morning.
How's that, Chris, by the way?
Well, you've actually gotten louder, Alan, and Robin, it just doesn't seem to have changed her.
And I can't hear Alan. I can't hear Chris at all.
You can't hear Chris. Go ahead, Robin.
I'm fine. I'm right here. But the output should be the bottom one.
Okay. You say I've gotten louder, Chris.
Just a wee bit.
Okay.
How about now? Is that better?
And then Robin is still, she's getting a little bit better.
Go ahead, Robin. Much. Please talk.
I'm trying to talk.
There we go.
There we go.
There
okay.
we go. We're perfect.
All right.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. I don't know why we have to submit our audience to the first several minutes of the show.
Because
of us,
we don't have a choice.
Of adjusting the knobs on this machine. Of course, when we're here and we're in control of that, it doesn't matter what happens from week to week. We could lock this in a vault, and we'd still have to adjust the controls every week for some reason.
I can't figure that out.
Well, the reason being
is the airwave.
No, the reason being is because as it comes from where you are up here, it's going through several hubs,
right?
And each time there's an adjustment that could have been made during the week by a technician, and that changes everything.
Oh.
So your controls stay the same. It's in the process.
So it's out of our control anyway.
That things make changes.
Oh, okay. Cool.
It's out of our control. It's not something we're doing here.
Exactly. It's not anything you're doing.
Ah, good.
I know, but that is so hard to understand when you think, you know, I understand what you're saying, and there's adjustments on there at your place. There's adjustments in the air, everything.
So what happens, Robin, is the signal goes to Centerville, and somebody messes with it up there, and then it goes to Kent Island, somebody messes with it up there, and then it goes to Annapolis. And it really gets messed up, like most things in Annapolis. And then it goes up to...
I knew that was coming.
Then it goes to Bel Air. And then it comes back down to WCBM. And we have to depend on all those other hubs.
Okay.
Anyway, welcome to the Outdoors and Radio Show, folks. Today is Youth Waterfowl Day, Youth and Veterans Waterfowl Day. So if you're in the car joining us and you'd like to tell us where you're headed and, you know, who's in the car with you... And, if the kids have taken their first waterfowl, if this is their first hunt, we'd love to hear from you at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. The deer season has concluded, and this is one of the last days to hunt ducks and geese in Maryland as well. Now, there are some extended seasons in the western zone for Canada geese and, of course, the extended season for the snow geese. Conservation season for light geese is what they call them now. So, I mean, the waterfowlers can still go strong for another month or so, but, you know, if they want to make that effort. But in general, it's we're at the end. We're at the end. The three-day primitive season this week kind of got washed out on this side anyway yesterday. It was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the first, second, third, so it kind of got washed out on the third with the rain that came in. But was able to get out there the first day in the morning and the afternoon with no sightings of any deer. The second afternoon, that was a good day. Got to see a first buck I've seen since muzzleloader season. Little one. He was in no danger, but he's got some potential for next year. You know, nice young deer, a year and a half, 2.5 year old deer. And he came prancing down through the field like he owned it. So I liked his attitude. And then I'm not a meat hunter. I don't shoot a deer just to shoot a deer. We've got plenty of deer meat in the freezer. And, you know, I did take a buck earlier in the season, but I had two antlerless deer. I believe it was the same doe and fawn that I saw the first day. Came the same route. They followed the script perfectly in plenty of time, you know, at the end of the afternoon in plenty of time. But, and, you know, I had them at 30 yards, and I could have taken either one of them, but decided to take their picture instead. So it was a good day. I like seeing them, and you know, so I ended the season on a high note. But that's me. So if you'd like to join the conversation, it's 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We're welcoming two new sponsors today. I hope you were able to attend either online or in person the auction at A&M Auctions that was Thursday and Friday. But we have welcome Russum Furniture Auction, Russum Antiques. It's right up here in Sudlersville, Queen Anne's County. They've got a big sportsman's auction coming up on the 20th of February, which is a Sunday. It's a live auction. It'll also be available online. You'll get to hear that. We also welcome Spurry Tire for the next little while. Spurry Tire is right here in Easton.
One of my favorite places.
One of Robert's favorite places to do business. We like the people that run the place, and if you recall the swollen lug nut conversation we had several months ago, Brent Spurry weighed in, called in, and you know, we engaged in a conversation. Still haven't rotated mine out yet. Oh, that's coming up next week to get those changed out, those lug nuts.
I thought you had taken.
No, I hadn't done it yet, but just a matter of timing. My fault. But, you know, Brent and I hit it off well and asked him, hey, you know, what do you think about the radio show? He says, you know, I'm surprised how many of my customers listen to your radio show. I said, well, I've been around a long time, so I've accumulated, you know, a lot of listeners over 30-some years. So we'll just we'll go with that, and we'll be able to tell you about Spurry's Tire. So got to see most of my advertisers this past week, Clyde's, Line X, Legacy Waters, Battery Warehouse, been to all those places. So maybe there'll be some news from there as I remember things that go on. Right, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to say, Robin? What did you do in the outdoors this week?
My usual.
Your usual?
Yep, nothing.
Oh, okay. Robin said she didn't mind. When we met, I told her how high priority hunting was, and fishing in my life, and she said she liked to fish.
Mm-hmm.
And did not hunt, would never hunt, because she didn't like cold and bugs. So that kind of ruled her out anyway. Isn't that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
And yep. I don't think you'd want to shoot anything.
I'm not interested in shooting anything.
I mean, you like to shoot.
Oh, I love to shoot. I'll skeet shoot. I'll target shoot. I'll do any of that.
Yeah, got it.
I mean, I love all that. And I love fishing. Okay?
Yep.
I'm not. He watches these hunting shows, and I just can't watch them. So it's me, and we're different, and. What did Brian say? The true you just came out, Mom?
Yeah. Well, you know, I do watch some hunting shows occasionally. You know, I probably watch more nature shows if I could, you know, access them better. But the hunting shows, they get weary. They get old on me. Some of them are nice. Some of them are good. But I just don't in particularly like to see some guy sitting in a tree stand shooting a deer. That's just me. So, anyway.
I will say that you don't watch them all the time.
No, I don't like them.
And if you did, I'd probably lose my mind.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to talk about guns today. Of course, a lot of gun laws coming up in the General Assembly. We got a newsletter from 2A Maryland, which is our buddy John Jocelyn, who's been a guest here. Be more than glad to forward that to anybody who's interested for you to sign up. There are a number of gun laws that are in the General Assembly. John outlines them. I'm not going to get into all of them, but there is a Zoom call, a 2A advocate Zoom meeting coming up this week on the 8th. And if you're interested in getting in on that meeting, listening, maybe contributing, the Senate committees and the House committees have been invited to attend to talk with the members of the 2A community. And the Zoom meeting is at 7:30 on Tuesday, February the 8th. If you would like to participate in that, I will be more than glad to forward this email to you, and you can sign up. And that's all I'm going to say about it. I'm not going to get into a lot of details about it, but if you would like to get in on a Zoom meeting and talk to your fellow advocates of the Second Amendment this coming Tuesday, you're welcome to do that. All you have to do is send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I'll be more than glad to forward this information to you. That's Ellis, my last name, at ellisoutdoors.com.
You know, I'm not one that gets in the middle of all that stuff very often or political.
Right.
I really try to stay away from it. But I listened to a speech the other day, okay?
Who, Bumbles?
Yeah, Bumbles.
Bumbles.
I like that. That's good. Don't, no, actually, I don't, because I love Bumble from don't insult Bumble, okay?
Oh, okay.
But anybody that thinks that things aren't happening behind the scenes about guns and stuff needed to listen to this speech. And their attitude and what they think is going to take care of taking care of crime in our nation. And it is extremely scary.
Yeah. What they want to do?
Yeah.
The restrictions they want to impose on us. I agree.
Well, not just the restrictions, but the fact that they're not going to bump up certain things to take care of police activists, but they're going to bring in more psychologists to talk people down when they're upset.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I know that we have to have a balance of both, of
right.
everything.
Right.
And I know that.
Right.
But they have a slant that people need to listen to. And I am not, more than anybody, a conspiracy theorist or a, you know me, I hate that stuff. I despise it.
Right.
But I listen to this, and people need to listen.
Oh, what's going on in our country?
Mm-hmm. Well, to a point. I mean,
yeah.
It's hard to get through because all the crap.
Well, let's talk to Dan, and then we'll come back to
that.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning, Alan and Robin.
Good morning.
I'm headed down to Cambridge for the water panel.
Good. You got some kids?
Awesome.
Got some kids with you, or are you taking a vet?
Pardon?
Do you have some youngsters with you?
No, I'm a veteran. And
a veteran? Okay.
I'm going to be hunting with a number of other veterans.
Oh, that's great.
Good, good. Glad to hear it.
I went last year, shot my first duck.
Ah.
Turned out to be a golden eye.
Oh, isn't that great?
Yeah. And on Monday, I was picking it up at the taxidermist. He asked me if I was going again this year. I said, well, I haven't been invited, but maybe I'll go down to the Oxford Firehouse and look real sad and somebody will pick me up.
I love it.
That's funny. Yeah.
But when I got home, I had a call from my old buddy. He said, come on down. We're doing it again this year.
Nice.
That is super. I hope you have a great day.
Yes. I'll tell you something.
Thank you.
I'll tell you something. One of my, I shot two wild ducks up on the Chester River on my first duck hunt. One was a hen green wing teal, and the other one was a hen pintail. I've yet to kill a drake of both of those. But on my first diver duck hunt, I killed a Canada goose. It was January. It was getting ready to do some tremendous storming, and the ducks were really. Moving. I was on a little chop tank river on a point blind, and at the time my buddy was hiding the boat. He put the decoys out and hiding the boat in the marsh, and I heard the whistle before I heard anything. And then, you know, whistling wings, that's what they call those golden eyes up north, or whistlers. And I looked up, and there's some ducks going on over, and I swung and shot. And wouldn't you know it, beautiful Drake Goldeneye fell out, and I was happy. I was doing the Goldeneye dance, you know. Wound up taking a Drake Canvasback, a hen bluebill, a Drake bluebill on that trip, and a hen bufflehead. That's what I was talking about. Hen bufflehead, Drake bluebill, Drake Canvasback, and a Drake Goldeneye. What a great duck trip.
Oh, that sounds great.
And they're all flying down the hallway right here over my head.
Well, I hung mine up in my wall of my man cave in a
position.
But today I'm going to be right on the chop tank. We're going to go after goose first.
Yep.
East and an in-ground blind, and then I only have to walk a couple hundred yards to the river and do some ducks.
That's great, man. Good luck to you.
Have a super day.
Good luck to you.
Thanks. So long.
All right. Take care, Dan. See you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Gary. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Hi, Gary.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right. How about you?
Great. Just going to say hi and getting trying to get those two last tickets you got.
Oh, we're done. Sorry. We were done last week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the show starts today. We're done.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you were in last week doing the last drawing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
He just he didn't want to give up.
He didn't want to quit. I like that.
Hey, what do you got this month?
Nothing yet.
Oh.
We'll try to find something, though.
Well, that'd be good. Well, put me in.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right, Gary.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Yep.
That's enthusiasm.
I'll take
it.
Yep. I mentioned I was at Clyde Sports Shop the other day, and Clyde has just got in a supply of Winchester XP Defender shotguns. These are pump action shotguns designed with a short barrel to protect you and your home. It's a perfect home defense weapon. There are four different models to choose from. They start at $360 for the basic pump shotgun, up to $580 with the, you know, the custom stock and the hand grip and all that type of thing. Why don't you stop by and own the firearm that could save your life at Clyde Sports Shop? Once again, a great supply of Winchester SXP Defender shotguns, the gun that everybody was looking for at the beginning of the pandemic, is now available at Clyde Sports Shop. If you didn't get one then, you can get one now. Like I said, they start at $360. They go all the way up to $580, depending on the model. You may find one you like that's you know, somewhere in between. So Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number there is 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 is the phone number. So for gunsmithing, for firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting, it's Clyde's Sports Shop. Well, spring's right around the corner, believe it or not. I mean, the groundhog did see his shadow. He said six more weeks, but that'll go by in no time. It's going to feel like winter this morning, so I hope you're nice and warm and cozy if you're not out in the outdoors. So you still have plenty of time to take a look at Backyard Billy's to see what's up for your yard this coming spring. You know, you're going to start wanting to get outside. You're going to want to get, you know, the yard straightened up, get the grass start growing, and, you know, get the trimming done, the gutters cleaned out. You get all that done, and then you want to sit out there and have a picnic with your family or maybe just go out the deck and do some barbecue. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful weatherproof poly and outdoor patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs. They have like 300 or 400 of those in stock. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds and Backyard Billy's Backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now inside the showroom, check out the barbecue grills for the deck, pellet grills, Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. You'll see it all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Huge selection of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those evenings with a little bit of chill to them yet. Keep in mind, Hearth America Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Your backyard is going to look just great, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie.
Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Line-X can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Line-X install your Line-X spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Line-X.
We know it's hard to see everything the Great American Outdoor Show has to offer in just one day. So take advantage of our ticket specials. Our afternoon ticket, good Monday through Thursday, gets you in anytime after 3 p.m. for just $8. Then don't forget to bounce back on Sunday, February 13th for free. Bring the stub of a regular price ticket from any previous day of the 2022 Great American Outdoor Show and get in free. Explore the world's largest outdoor sports show and see all of our special ticket offers at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now, he's probably out grazing with the corn-fed doe, and he's probably getting frisky. Right now, he's probably checking her scent for a little estrus, and he's willing to get risky. Right now, he's probably up behind her near the salt lick, right where I got his photo. Some peak rut chasing to the back 40. Right now, she's probably saying I'm done, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky.
All right, this song's getting a little too
I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it.
That's funny. Oh,
that wasn't fair.
Yeah.
I want to hear the end.
So listen, you brought up the speech that was mumbled through there by Mumbles the other day.
Thank you for changing that.
And same old left wing rhetoric about firearms and so forth. And he brought up something interesting, and I don't know why, because he was in New York, but he talked about guns from Georgia winding up on the streets of Baltimore found in the commission of crimes. So I decided I was going to follow up on that, and what I came on was a very, very informative, well-written article in Baltimore Magazine called The Iron Pipeline, talking about how for generations guns have been brought into Baltimore and sold illegally on the street to anybody that wants them, at a premium price, of course, okay? So I will be more than glad to make this link available to any of our listeners who would like to read it. It's a very lengthy article, very lengthy. And there's a map, which is very interesting, that has the Iron Pipeline broken down by numbers. And I'll share a little bit of that with you.
Can you send me that link?
Yeah, I will in a minute. Okay. Did you send me an email?
Mm-mm.
It breaks it down from the states that supply 0 to 99 firearms recovered in Maryland, okay, in 2019. It's that recent of an article. And then other states that supply between 100 and 199, another state 200 to 499, and 500-plus firearms. Guess where the bulk of firearms that come from out of state come from to get into Baltimore in the hands of criminals? Not Georgia. Georgia
Mexico.
Supplied 253, South Carolina 149, North Carolina 262. Keep coming right up the 95 pipeline, You get to Virginia, and 1,054 firearms from Virginia were recovered in Maryland in the commission of crimes in 2019.
Really?
380 from Pennsylvania, 247 from West Virginia, and other amounts from Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio, and Delaware.
How about from out of country? Didn't
say out of country, just out of state.
Okay.
But, that map is in that article. I found that interesting. Another quote I pulled from that article was, I'll say it right here in a second, okay? This is from Erica Bridgeford. She is the Baltimore Community Mediation Center Director and co-founder of Baltimore Ceasefire 365. So I'm guessing they want to take guns off the street, correct?
I don't know, because ceasefire doesn't mean they're taking the guns off the street. I wouldn't go that far.
Baltimore Ceasefire 365. Well, anyway, here's what she said. Listen carefully to this quote. "I assume everybody I meet has a gun," said Erica Bridgeford. "People get guns for protection, not intending to hurt anyone. It's the outcome of our policies. We're so busy policing people, we don't do anything that actually improves their circumstances or makes the city safer." Truer words have never been spoken.
Well, yeah, because you have a state's attorney that she herself is up on charges. So.
Well, she entered a not guilty plea.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, yeah, all is good now.
During the Freddie Gray incident, you had a mayor that said, hey, let them go wild for a little bit, step back and let them get it out of their system.
Yeah, she started the ball rolling on that one, and it usually comes from California to the East Coast. This time it came from the East Coast and went to California.
Exactly. So, here, Robin, I'll send this message to you. I'll send it to you and Chris.
Thank you.
You and Chris both, so you both have it, want to look at it?
I do. I think that's pretty interesting, actually. And I like the quote that lady said.
Yep, me too.
Because that's the truth. I mean, everybody has all these policies, all these things that they're going to bring into stuff.
Yep.
But nothing ever gets implemented that works or takes care of the people or makes their living any better.
If they could just do away with that pesky Constitution, we'd be able to make some real progress, wouldn't we?
That's what they think.
I know.
They use the Constitution to obliterate the Constitution.
Exactly. Can't wait to see who the next Supreme Court nominee is going to be.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't necessarily have to be qualified, but it's got to meet a certain racial profile.
Yeah.
Racial and
gender.
Gender.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I feel sorry for the people of Asian descent, males, the whole nine yards. But, we got to.
Can I say that was one of the, when he said that, that was absolutely one of the most, two things, ignorant statement, but degrading statement to African Americans and women, that it has to be that whether they're qualified or not.
Well, I don't know that he said if they're qualified or not. He said
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, you're adding if they're qualified.
If they're qualified or not, okay? It has to be that. That is not a positive statement for those genders and race.
No, that's the most discriminatory.
It's awful.
No, it's the most discriminatory, racist thing that a president has ever said.
Right. Well, he has a history of that.
I couldn't believe it. And that Bill just let him say it and didn't come back and say, what are you talking about? I get, that's the reason I stay out of politics, Chris, okay,
get a little too jacked up.
I get jacked up, and I get ticked that I can't fix what I want to fix, and if I could just take somebody and shake and rattle the brain until it goes back into normal mode, it would just work.
But the lasting effects of that far outweigh that of your two cans of Pepsi.
Oh, my God, yes, can you tell? Robin's awake.
It's about time she wakes up.
God. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. We like it.
Oh, between this week and that and Whoopi and all of it, I'm about ready to lose my mind.
And you know, Whoopi's real name, her first name is Karen.
Yes.
Well, wait.
Goldberg.
That's made up, too.
I know, but that's her stage name, Goldberg. Why did she pick Goldberg?
Because she's a racist.
Yeah.
She is definitely an anti-Semite.
410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. While you're calling, I'm going to be talking. Spurry's Tire Service. Wow. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. Hey, it's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or truck, any make, any model. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, including Robin, satisfied for over 30 years.
Yep.
Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. Phone number again, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Hey, the Winter Sportsman's Auction is Saturday, February 20, starting 11. Sunday. Did I say Saturday? I don't know what I said, but I'm going to start over. The Winter Sportsman's Auction is Sunday, February 20th, starting 11 a.m. at Russum Furniture Auction at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person or you can bid online. The catalog of this sale will be available this coming week of February 7th. So go online and look at the catalog. Over 100 firearms. Many decoys, artwork, and all manner of related items will be on the auction block. See Russum's auction information at jrsantiques.com, and their Facebook page, or use your search engine and find Russum Furniture Auction, R-U-S-S-U-M. HighBid.com and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore, located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, in Queen Anne's County. Call 410-928-3415. That's 410-928-3415 for the Winter Sportsman's Auction at Russum Auction. We'll be right back after these messages.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done. And you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Rolling, 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 by my side. All the things I'm missing, good victuals, love, and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride.
Yeah, we got horny deer and horny cowboys. Chris has have some kind of a theme here this morning, Chris.
Well, I was about to say, if Joe Biden's listening, I just want him to feel comfortable.
I'm sure he's listening.
That's what he does when he goes to Delaware every weekend.
Yeah, he listens to the show. He tunes in, I'm sure. Hey, Joe, call if you want, 410-WCBM-680. Oh, wait.
No.
Joe, wait. Joe,
410.
Let's talk to Clay. Good morning, Clay.
Hey, good morning, folks.
How you doing?
I got to tell you, after that rawhide bumper, I'm always reminded of the girl I knew back when that show was on TV.
Right.
Wanted to get the rawhide bra, and I asked her why, and she said because it'll round them up and head them out.
That made my morning.
That's
thank
a good
you.
One, Clay. I like
anyway,
it.
Anyway, the real reason I called when I heard Joe's criteria for the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Immediately, I have the perfect person.
Who's that?
Fresh out of prison, Catherine Pugh.
Hey.
Yes.
Not bad. Not bad. I like it. Yeah.
She fits the criteria.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Perfect one.
No kidding.
Or Sheila Dixon.
Yeah, Sheila Dixon, too.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Thanks
for that good
joke. Appreciate that. That was a good one. I like it.
Bye.
Tom, good morning, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Ellis. I was listening to your commercials. Mr. Ellis, is there an indoor range in Maryland where you can shoot a high-powered rifle like a 223?
I'm not sure. You might want to call Bel Air Gun Range on that.
Okay.
I know there are several that are not, there are several that aren't our sponsors, so you might have to do a little homework on that. But
sure.
Give Bel Air Gun Range a call. I was just there yesterday, but that's a good question because they do sell all types of modern sporting arms. So I'm not going to speak for them, but maybe you could check their website and see what they say there.
Will do. And yeah. This thing coming up relative to the legislature,
yeah,
are they trying to infringe upon legal gun owners' rights?
Wait a minute. How long have you lived in Maryland?
all of my life.
And you have to ask that question?
I think he was being sarcastic.
Yeah, I think maybe you were being sarcastic. Did you live through the O'Malley era? Did you live through the O'Malley era?
Unfortunately, I worked for him during his era. I'm a retired cop. And by the way, I've never arrested in my entire career any legal gun owner. They're always illegal guns.
Isn't that amazing?
And speaking of Stephanie Rowling Blake with her inciting riots and giving folks places to vent, I only wish that I was still in the job at the time. So I would have gathered a group of close other cops, friends of mine, and arrested her on live TV. Of course, she probably would have had her team try to arrest me, but just to get that on air on live TV, I think I could probably have many book deals and many interviews. I would have gladly sacrificed.
I think that would have been great for fomenting insurrection, which would be
reckless endangerment, insurrection, inciting riots. Absolutely.
Hey, look, mopery with intent to creep. Anything.
she certainly was a creep. Lastly, I listened to your show on my phone. My mother has some unexpected surgery, and I just got your text relative to tickets. I could have sworn somebody else won those tickets when you announced the winner.
No, that was you.
It was you.
Is it too late for me to donate them to Gary, who seems like he really wants those tickets?
It's not too late if you want to.
If you want to, that's fine.
If you want to, we have to get
Gary, if you're listening.
Yeah, tell Gary to call back and give Chris your address if that's what you'd like to do.
Absolutely. If he doesn't need two of them, maybe you folks know somebody who can use a second one.
Got it. Very much.
Thank you. We will take care of it for you, and we appreciate that, okay?
Absolutely. Maybe the karma will carry you over to the next time you have a contest.
It may do that.
You know, our karma is very special around here.
Yeah, it starts with a C.
Is your mom doing better?
She's in a lot of pain, and I need to look out for her during her recovery time.
Got it.
We'll keep her in our prayers, and please tell her we're thinking about her, okay?
Yes, ma'am, I will. You folks have a great day.
Thanks, Tom.
You also. And thanks for doing that. I think Gary will be very happy.
Fantastic. Bye.
I can tell you, we got him every week on the sheet, so I can find his number somewhere if he doesn't call back.
Oh, he'll call back. Probably on the line now. Hey, thank you, Tom. Have a great day.
Tom, stay warm. Keep your mama warm.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Kenny, good morning, Kenny.
Hi, Kenny.
Good morning. I'm calling from sunny Florida, where we have a beautiful and great governor.
Hey, yes, you do.
With your falling iguanas.
Yeah.
My sister's down there.
Say it again.
I want to talk to you all about Whoopi. I don't know if y'all are familiar or not, but Karen.
Yes.
Used to make all these comments in her comedy show about derogatory Jew comments.
Oh, sure.
And her comedy wasn't going anywhere, so her mother told her that if you take on a Jewish name, you'll get more audition. And that's why she went with Goldberg. Then she did a thing with it was a Jewish American princess cookbook, where she
really?
Was adding various derogatory comments on fried chicken and stuff like that, and have your chauffeur, you know, go get your ingredients and have the cook do it while you're sitting at the lanai, you know, sunny.
Wow.
It was very interesting, and I just thought I'd bring that part up to
toss that into the mix. All right, well, it helps a little perspective in the background there. That's good.
Oh yeah, she was very dumb, but I definitely love your show. I've been listening to it from Iraq and Afghanistan for the last 20 years with WCVM.
Amazing.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
We greatly appreciate that, and thank you for your service, Kenny.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You do the same.
I looked it up.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Kenny. Kenny said it's the truth. Her mom believed a Jewish name would help sound better in Hollywood, and Whoopi because she responded to the nickname for the Whoopi cushion. That's this story. I'm looking to make sure this is correct, okay? Just, I mean, I trust Kenny with what he read, but I just wanted to make sure that so we didn't put anything, you know, out there false.
Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Hey, Glenn, how you doing, buddy? Glenn, you still with us?
Yes.
How you doing, bud?
Okay, I guess.
Yeah? Did you get your tickets?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully you'll be able to make it up there this week.
Yeah, I hope to.
Yep.
Give it your best shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's going on?
I don't know a whole lot.
Yeah, did you get out with the muzzleloader?
No.
No? I get it. So, well, we had a lot of wet weather this past couple days, and I'll tell you, did you see a lot of birds in the air this week?
Well, what little bit I've been out, I haven't.
Really? Man, I'll tell you what, wherever the geese are, and they're not everywhere, because I took a long trip up through the shore the last couple days, but I will tell you, there's a lot of geese in certain areas, you know, not like it used to be. So,
yeah.
But they flew yesterday pretty good in all that nasty weather, for sure. So,
mm-hmm.
Yep. So, well, thanks for checking in, buddy.
Great.
Glenn, you stay warm, you stay dry.
Stay warm, stay dry, and we'll talk soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I may give you a call later.
Okay.
That sounds good.
You got my number, right?
Yes.
Okay. Feel free to do that, sir.
Right. Okay.
All right, Glenn.
Well, take care and God bless.
Take care and God bless. You too. You too. We need to take our final break, and then we'll come back to the last couple of callers. And I know we have Bruce on the line. So thanks for holding, Bruce. We got to do a little work here. We got to talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's and Russum Auction, and the break won't be that long. So, hey, do you have that fireplace in your house that you don't use? Well, we had one too. And right now, it's beautiful. Yeah, the flame is coming up. It's warming the room up. It's gorgeous. You know what we did? We purchased a gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We looked around a lot of places, and we settled on Backyard Billy's because they were the friendliest and they had the best prices. So we bought an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert with the remote control. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We enjoy the convenience of the remote control. We enjoy the beauty and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries two brands, Enviro and Regency, and we want to hope that you would act soon while supplies last. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville, too. Stop by the showroom soon so you'll be ready when the next cold spell hits. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Evans Avenue. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Hey, the Winter Sportsman's Auction is Sunday, February 20th, starting at 11 a.m. at Russum Furniture Auction, 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person, or you can bid online. The catalog for this auction will be available this coming week of February 7th, so you can go online and look at all the items in the auction. Over 100 firearms, many decoys, outdoor, you know, sports artwork, and all manner of related items will be on the auction block. See Russum's auction information at www.jrsantiques.com, jrsantiques.com, and their Facebook page, or you can use your search engine to find Russum Furniture Auction. Highbid.com and liveauctioneers.com can help you bid online. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore, located 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, in Queen Anne's County at Russum Furniture. Call 410-928-3415. That's 410-928-3415 for the Winter Sportsman's Auction. We'll be right back after
these
messages.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey. We're back. Not for long, though. So we're going to ask our two callers that are on the line, Bruce and Tom, please either call back after the first after the news or hang on the line and we'll get right to you after the news break. So we just didn't allow enough time for everybody.
Nope. Well, we're sorry. But it's been an interesting morning. Lots of good callers. Please keep them coming.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. We look forward to seeing you all in that next hour. Right now, get out, stay out, stay safe, and can the kids and veterans have a really good hunt today?